الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وصل اللهم وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولله الحمد
فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن ربي داعيا وإنه سائلي هل بلغت فأقول يا ربي قد بلغت فليبلغ شاهدكم غائبكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is indeed Allah's favor, grace and mercy upon each and every one of us that we have been afforded this wonderful opportunity of gathering on the occasion of Eid, a time of the year which is beset with the mercies and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, these days which have just passed, and today being the final one, Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of how virtuous these days are. يَعْدِلُ السِّيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِسِيَامِ سَنَةٍ وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. The fasting of each of these days obviously except the day of Eid, the first 9 days, Allah, each fast is equal to fasting for an entire year. وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the standing up at night in salah for each of these nights is as if a person stood up in salah on the night of Laylatul Qadr. We can understand from this how virtuous these days are. And definitely, my beloved brothers, an occasion like this cannot ever be complete unless our minds and our hearts reflect upon the Hujjaj-e-Kiram, those who are performing the Hajj of the Baytullah. And even beyond that, to go back 1400 years to the Hajj of the greatest of Allah's creation, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find, my beloved brothers, the time that is afforded to us is very minimal. Normally on an occasion like this, we go into the masail of qurbani, etc. But this we have been hearing over the last few weeks in our masajid. But just one point, with regards to the Hajj of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the spirit which Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engendered in his Sahaba Ikram And what was the message of the Arafat of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We find on one occasion a Jew came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he told him that in your Quran there is a verse. That had this verse been revealed in our Torah, the book that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, then this verse carries such significance and such weight that we would have made the day of its revelation a day of Eid, a day of celebration. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not an ordinary sahabi. He was that sahabi that was given the accolade by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. That if after me there had to be another Nabi, it would have been Umar. So immediately he tells this Jew that I know which verse you are referring to. You are speaking of one Eid. The day of the revelation of this verse for us is two Eid. One, this verse was revealed on the day of Jumu'ah, which in itself is Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of the days of the week. Al-Jumu'atu ila al-Jumu'ah wa ziyadatu thalathati ayyam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the Jumu'ah salah is carried out correctly, then for 10 days all the sins are forgiven. So it is one Eid, it took place on the day of Jumu'ah. And he said that this verse was revealed on the day of the Hajj of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it in fact represents two Eid, because this day was a very great day. And then he told him that the verse which you are referring to, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-Islam deena. That the final accolade, dignity and honor had been placed upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when for all eternity Allah Ta'ala declared that deen has been perfected, deen has been completed, a seal has been placed on deen, which culminated upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An announcement was made till Qiyamah that now this is the only acceptable way of life in the eyes of Allah. Just if no other verse had been revealed in the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one verse was sufficient to make us understand his maqam, his status, his nobility in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُعْطِيتُ خَمْسًا لَمْ يُعْتَهُنَّ أَحَدٌ قَبْلِي مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. He said, I was given five things that the previous Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam were deprived of. نُسِرْتُ بِالرَّابِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهَرٍ. The enemy would be 1 month's journey away, and already their hearts would be filled with my fear and the fear for my sahaba. جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. The whole earth was made a masjid for me and my ummah. Previous anbiya and their ummah could only perform salah in certain designated places. وَحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمُ دُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاء. مَالِ غَنِيمَةِ booty, the spoils of war, was not permissible for the previous anbiya and made permissible only for my ummah. وَأُعْطِيتُ الشَّفَاءَ. On the day of judgment, when each and every individual from the whole of mankind will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, O Allah, save me from Jahannam, O Allah, save me from Jahannam. To this extent that Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, La as'aluka bi khullati iyaya an taghfira li. O Allah, I give you the wasta of my khullat, I am your Khalil, save me from Jahannam. Isa alayhi salam will say, La as'aluka ummi Maryam. O Allah, I am not even asking you for the jannat of my mother Maryam, save me from Jahannam. Only one individual, one personality will say, Ummati, Ummati. And that is Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. U'titu shafa'a. I was given shafa'ati kubra. The previous anbiya were denied this. And the fifth distinction, which in fact this verse refers to, وَكَانَ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ يُبْعَثُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةِ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَىٰ النَّاسِ عَامَّةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أُخْرَى وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَىٰ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Previous أنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام were sent to a specific people, a specific nation, a specific tribe for a specific period of time. The nubuwwat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transcended the boundaries of race, creed and nationality. It even transcended the boundaries of time. كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَآدَمُ مُنْجَدِلٌ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed, and I was already the Nabi of Allah. أَنَا نَبِيُّ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. No other Nabi had the distinction of saying that I am the Nabi of the Anbiya also. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this distinction. Nabi of the Anbiya, Nabi of the Malaika. And not just that, Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ حَجَرْ وَلَا شَجَرْ وَلَا مَدَرْ إِلَّا قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We did not pass by a tree, we did not pass by a stone, we did not pass by a sand heap, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations be upon you, O the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was made Nabi of the inanimate objects, Nabi of the animals also, and Nabi of the whole mankind and whole of Jinnat. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Nubuwwat was perfected, Nubuwwat was sealed upon Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only was he made Khatimul Anbiya, he was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective representation of the sifat and the attributes of every Nabi was placed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayh mentions the riwayat in Khasais Kubra that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, faghashiyatuhu wa ghayyabatuhu, and this cloud covered the body of this child, and then it lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, tufu bihi masharik al-ardi wa magharibaha liyarifu bismihi wa na'tihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know of his sifat, his attributes, his nobility, his status. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمَ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيْفٍ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحٍ وَقُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَاعِيلَ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحٍ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطٍ ورضا إسحاق وبشرى يعقوب وشدة موسى وجهاد يوشع وحب دانيال ووقار يونس وطاعة إلياس وصبر أيوب ولحن داود وإسمة يحيى وزهد عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the eloquence of Saleh alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, and the piety of Isa alayhi salam. وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. And anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the collective representation of the specific attributes of every Nabi of Allah was placed in the Zat and the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was held as the seal of prophethood, Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya. Every sifat was placed in him. He was made Khatamul Anbiya, the Nabi of Insan, the Nabi of Jinnat, the Nabi of the birds, the Nabi of the animals, the Nabi of every creation of Allah. And this
seal, accolade is found in this verse of the Quran that was revealed on the Arafat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah in His eternal knowledge, Allah in His ilmi azali is announcing to the entire mankind and the entire jinnat that whether it be the camel age, whether it be the space age, whether it be the rocket age, no matter how mankind may advance technologically, no matter what halat and conditions and trials and tribulations will come upon every generation of mankind till Qiyamah, Allah announces unequivocally that like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like fragrance can never be separated from a flower. Allah's qasam, the success of dunya, success of qabr, and success of akhirat for every insan and every jinnat who come till qiyamah can never ever be separated from that way of life, that 24-hour daily life, that day and that night which Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived and showed his ummah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in the Rasul of Allah is the most perfect example. No matter which age it may be, no matter what technological advancements mankind may make, know and understand, if you want to be raised up successful in the court of Allah, then come on the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوِ اسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاءُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. If they open every door and they come on every road, لَا أَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَيَّدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدًا. I will never grant them my closeness. They will never gain entry into the court of Allah except that they come on the road of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُقَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. We are faced with problems. This ummah is beset with problems. This ummah is being kicked from pillar to post. Ahwal and conditions that boggle the mind from different directions in the world are coming in front of us. Know and understand the solution is one alone. Come back unto Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For Allah has announced, let them know who will shift away from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this dunya, fitna, calamities, trials, tribulations will come upon them. And in akhirat, the dreadful azab of Jahannam will come upon them. Understand, my beloved brothers, this was the Arafat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That weight, that worry, that concern was upon his heart. The pain of 23 years of effort. The announcement had been made that, oh my Nabi, you are not just a Nabi to these Arabs. You are not just a Nabi to your Sahaba. Till Qiyamah, every insan and every jinnat, his Jannat and Jahannam, the worry and concern for it is upon your shoulders. What must have been the pain in his heart? The Sahaba say, Azizun ka Azizil Mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle, boiling, used to come from his heart with worry for his ummah. He stands on Arafat. 124,000 of the cream of this ummah are gathered. Ya ayyuhan nas, asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. O my Sahaba, perhaps this is the last year that you will see me. After this, you will not see me again. What effect this must have had upon Sahaba Ikram? We who are sinners from head to toe, spend 1 or 2 weeks in Medina Munawara and stand in front of his Qabr Mubarak. For us it is so hard to leave that Mubarak place. What it must have been for Sahaba to hear that the Nabi of Allah is telling them that this is the last time that you are going to see me. And then he delivers a message to his Sahaba. Understand that the finality of Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Khatm Nubuwwat demanded that that message was not only for the Sahaba at Arafat, not only for the Sahaba of Mina. That message was for the whole Ummah to come till Qiyamah. Every person that was not present also, the message was for him also. Because in the court of Allah, Salah is not Salah until it becomes the Salah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zakat is not zakat until it becomes the zakat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hajj also is not Hajj until in that Hajj is the spirit which Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed in his Sahaba in his Hajjatul Wada. Rewards are plenty. So much Allah is prepared to give. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَضَعُ نَاقَتُكَ خُفًّا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كُتِبَتْ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنًا وَحُطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. A person leaves his home for Hajj, every step one sin forgiven, one rank raised. وَأَمَّا رَكَعَتَاكَ بَعْدَ التَّوَافِ كَإِتْتِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَعِيلِ. He will perform two rakat salah after tawaf. Allah will give him the reward as if he freed a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةِ كَإِتْتِ سَبْعِينَ رَقَبَةٍ. He will make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah will give him the reward as if he freed 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفَةٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يرجون جنتي ويخافون عذابي فلو كانت ذنوبكم كعدد الرمل أو كقطر المطر أو كزبد البحر لغفرتها لكم أفيضوا مغفورا لكم ولمن شفعتم له. Then the gathering of Arafat, Allah with His majesty and His glory descends to the first heaven. Allah looks at the gathering of Arafat. He bows to His malaika. Look at my slaves. They have come from deep ravines and from distant corners of the earth. Their hair is disheveled. Their clothes are filled with dust. They desire my jannat. They fear my azab. Then Allah addresses the gathering of Arafat that if your sins be as many as the grains of sand on this earth, and your sins be as many as the foam on the waves of the ocean, and your sins be as many as the droplets of rainwater that are falling from the heaven, لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكُمْ. I have forgiven all your sins. Return in such a condition that not only are you forgiven, on whose behalf you will intercede, they are also forgiven. It will take 5 minutes extra time. Today is Sunday. Many of us are free. Not only are you forgiven, on whose behalf you will intercede, they are also forgiven. So much Allah is prepared to give. But what have we understood Hajj to be? When this ummah shifted from the object of its Nabi, when the heart no longer cried with the fikr of its Nabi, for each and every person to come till Qiyamah, then the life of every amal came out. Salah no longer remains salah. Zakat no longer remains zakat. And what has Hajj become? Look at the cargo that is offloaded off the plane of the Hujjaj when they return. Tears will come in the eyes. Those things which draw the lanat of Allah, we go to those Mubarak places and bring them with us. I got through customs. They didn't charge me anything. I managed to bring this and I managed to bring that. What fitter do we come back with? Those things are not even made in those places. They are made elsewhere by people whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. But we say the barakat of Makkah and Medina, the sand of Makkah and Medina has fallen on it. The lessons that we are supposed to take, the lessons of the Shuhada'i Uhud, to see the uncle of Nabi Muhammad buried and to remember how he gave his life. The lessons of the multitude of Sahaba that are buried. The lessons of the various places, Uhud, Badr, what Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent, that the eyes remain dry, the heart remains unconcerned. We'll stand on Arafat and the mind does not go back 1400 years ago. What was the Arafat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh my people, you will never see me again. And then he gives a message. And at the end of that message, Hal Ballagh, O my Sahaba, have I conveyed? Have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? The weight was on his heart for every person to come. What is going to happen to my ummah? Allah says, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O my Rasul, make tabligh. Tabligh is not the work of any jamaat. This ummah has not understood. Every ummati is ordered, O my Rasul and his ummah, make tabligh of this deen that was given to you. If you do not do so, you have not fulfilled your risalat. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Ajib. Allah promises his ismat, his protection, dignity and honor for this ummah if they will fulfill the responsibility of the mission of tabligh, the mission of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that Allah says, Allah will protect you. In other words, if you shift from that, there is no guarantee for protection. Today we are not protected. Today we are crying, Allah's help is not coming. Why? The condition has not been fulfilled. In tansurullah yansurkum, help the deen of Allah, make the effort of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's help will be with you. On no other tenet of deen did he ask, did I fulfill the haq of it. Not on salah, not on zakat, not on hajj, not on anything else, only on tabligh. Hal ballagh, have I conveyed? They saw the 23 years of hardship. They saw his suffering. They saw his hunger. They saw how his blood was spilled. To this extent he suffered. Just one narration. Once they asked Umar radiallahu anhu in his khilafah to increase his allowance from the Baytul Mal, Hafsa and Aisha radiallahu anhu sent. He addresses them and he asks them, أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَبِعَ مِنْ خُبْزِ بُرٍ عَشَرَةَ أَيَّامٍ أَوْ خَمْسَةً أَوْ ثَلَاثَةً أَوْ جَمَعَ بَيْنَ غَدَاءٍ وَعَشَاءٍ حَتَّى لَحِقَ بِاللَّهِ. He says, you are the mothers of the believers. Listen, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen. What was the life of your Nabi and for what reason? He's asking his wives, I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam. Was there 10 days, or 5 days, or 3 days, or even one day in the life of my Nabi that he ate his stomach full? Was there one day that he had 2 meals in one day? With tears in their eyes, they say, oh Umar, there was never so much of food in his home. Never in his life of Nubuwwat. Everything was given for the Ummah. His whole life was given. His home was emptied. Sahaba's wives were made widows, their children were made orphan. One maqsad, one responsibility, the effort of tabligh. My ummah must get hidayat, my ummah must get hidayat. They saw this, so with one voice they said, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Ya Rasulullah, you have conveyed, you have conveyed, you have conveyed. Then he says, Allahumma ashhad, O Allah, you be a witness, that I have fulfilled the mission of tabligh. They are saying that. And then he said, oh my Sahaba, the worry was not for the Majma of Arafat, their Jannat was already guaranteed. The worry was for those to come. Oh my Sahaba, I have fulfilled the haq of tabligh. فَلْيُبَلِّغْ شَاهِدُكُمْ غَائِبَكُمْ. Now I pass this responsibility over to my ummah. Till Qiyamah, every ummati was made zimedar of the fikr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is our responsibility, it is our maqsad, it is our mission. Ittiba and emulation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam can never be complete until we don't make his work our work. That is ittiba. That was the message of Arafat, not to be taken and stuck on our sitting room walls. Farewell sermon of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the message? What was the cry? What was the burn that caused that Majma of Arafat? More than 90% of the Sahaba that were at Arafat died away from their homes. That was the effect of the message. Died away from their homes, away from Makkah and Medina. They gave their lives because they understood the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We haven't come for this dunya, we have come for akhirat. Time has run out. Humble appeal is being made, my beloved brothers. Let us forget our previous misconception. Tabligh and the effort and the fikr of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my responsibility, your responsibility, and the responsibility of every reciter of the kalima. It is our job, it is our mission. Like our Nabi was sent for this, it is our work. That was the message and that was the spirit of Arafat. And inshallah, next week, in Sripad Road Ground, 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th and Ijtima will be taking place. The maqsad and purpose of this ijtima is the same worry that Janabi Rasulullah transmitted to his sahaba on the plains of Arafat. Like we have gathered today, like the Hujjaj Kiram are gathering on Arafat, we are begging the Muslim Ummah, my beloved brothers, invite one and all, let us revive the worry of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Batil is making its effort, let those of Haq start making effort, start sacrificing our wealth and our lives, and strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Every one of us try and attend this ijtima. Take the message of Qurbani that Janabi Ibrahim, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam gave on this occasion. The message of Qurbani, let that become a way of our lives. Let us learn to sacrifice instead for our businesses and our wealth. Let us learn to sacrifice for this Mubarak deen of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give each and every one of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.